It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to kind of continue the conversation that we talked about a couple weeks ago when I reintroduced myself and kind of went through a day in the life and how I work. And then it kind of ties in a little bit to mistakes we make as entrepreneurs. And one of the things I talked about last week in our mistakes that we make, and especially that I make, is that hustle mentality. And I talked about it last week in when I burnt out for the first time and I thought I was invincible. And before I started my true entrepreneurship journey, working at the University of Windsor as a medic there, and then working at the beer store as well, I thought I could do work all day at the beer store and then kind of go in, get a quick bite to eat for dinner, and then go work 7 at night to 7 in the morning at the university as a medic. And that was great during the week when I could rest in the office. But then on the weekends on a university campus, you can just imagine the partying and the trouble that kids get into and staying up doing calls till all hours of the night. And then eventually after doing that for so many months that I just burnt out. And then even in the business now, Gary Vee is one of the big guys that talks about that hustle mentality and how you have to hustle, work, and while everybody's sleeping, you should be up working. And I thought that's what entrepreneurship was all about. I thought it wasn't like your typical 9-to-5 job when you go to work, come home, make dinner, spend time with the wife, the kids, the husband, the family, the whatever. And I just worked and hustled and getting up early, working till all hours of the night, and then having a little bit of a sleep, which was more of a nap, and then doing it all over again. And then having meetings and phone calls and coffee meetings and Zoom meetings, and then working and client work and your work. And it just got so overwhelming that I just burnt out multiple times now. And that's just not the way things work. And it all boils down to actually having good systems in place. And that's why, and it's funny that I'm recording this podcast today, because yesterday I had a call and a meeting with a guy by the name of Alex Sharfin. And he's the one that actually has the Momentor planning system that I talk about. And if you've ever noticed, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm just reaching over for the book now. And you can see like the momentum planning process here, it doesn't deal with your actual agenda. So this planner doesn't have your meetings. It doesn't have time slots for all of that. This focuses on mindset. And the reason I want to bring this up is as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we have to have a good system in place and we have to have good routines in order to stay productive and ultimately be successful. Because if you're running ragged and you've got to the point where you're burning yourself out, you're not going to be an effective business owner, and you're not going to be able to serve your clients, and you're not going to be able to serve your audience. And that's really what we're here for, right? We're here to serve our clients and grow their businesses, coach them, whatever the case may be, whatever business you are in. We're there to serve. That's the whole point of being an entrepreneur. We're there. We have a calling, a higher calling to help others and make sure they grow. And in order for us to grow and help them grow, we have to have good routines and good systems in place. Now, it's no secret that I use an app called Todoist. It's actually up on my second monitor here. You can't see it, but it's up on this monitor now. And this is an app that I use in it helps me create all the systems that I need in order to be more productive. Now, you don't have to use Todoist. You don't have to use any app, really. As long as you have a good system in place and good routines to help plan out your day, your week, your month, and have that strategy in place, that's how you're going to grow. Now, one of the cool things is when I first met Alex online, it was just a random DM I sent through Instagram, and I reached out to this multimillionaire. And the fact that he communicates with me and talks with me and chats with me, it's still mind-blowing, because this is a guy that is such an amazing entrepreneur, such an amazing coach, that, and he's a guy that I look up to. And it's funny that I still think of myself, I still have that imposter syndrome. I still think of myself as somebody who's just starting out, and I'm only 2017 now. So 4 years, 5 years almost into this entrepreneurial journey, this business owner. Now, I'm still really new at this. So I still get that imposter syndrome. And the fact that he's talking, communicating, and we bounce ideas back and forth or whatever the case may be, it's really cool to me. Now, when I first started following him and chatting with him in DMs on Instagram a while back, I really got to love his process, and I love his routines, and I love how he runs his business. And I started to adopt some of those. And one of the biggest things, and I was talking with this with one of my clients not that long ago, is as entrepreneurs, we need to be in the right mindset before we can do anything. And that's why I like the Momentum Planner, is it gets you in the right frame of mind. And then even the Rockbook Panda Planner that I use, I start off my morning with three important things that I start my planning process for the day. Now, getting up early and having my routine, I read and the whole kit and caboodle, but filling out that Panda Planner and that Momentum Planner, I start my day by listing off why I'm grateful. Now, the Panda Planner and the Momentum Planner kind of do it differently. Now, the Momentum Planner, you talk about what you're grateful at the end of the day, so your evening routine. The Panda Planner starts it off in the morning. And that's why I like using both. It only takes me 5, maybe 10 minutes top to fill them both out. But I like doing it both. I like doing them both. So I fill out why I'm grateful. Well, I had a good night's sleep. I woke up motivated. I'm grateful to have a beautiful sunny day and the sun shining in my office as I'm working. Whatever the case may be, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for the clients that I have. I'm grateful for the team that I have, okay? Whatever the case may be, right? Now, the next really, really big step is talk about what you're excited about for that day. So whether you're doing meetings, client work, interviews, discovery calls, recording podcasts, whatever the case may be, what are you excited about? Just writing that down, taking pen and paper, writing down what you're excited about, kind of gets you in that right mindset to really push yourself through the day and really catapult yourself into being far more productive, because instead of just doing the work, now you're excited about doing the work because you've already written that down. So that gets you excited. And then I have an affirmation for the day, whatever that may be, one little sentence, a few words, that sets me on the right track. Now, the next thing, the really cool thing, so I use Todoist, obviously, and I have all of my tasks in there. Now, I typically have between 40 to 60 tasks, depending on the day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are typically busier days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are a little less. Sunday is pretty much right at that 40 mark. That's the goal I set myself for myself, is to complete the 40 tasks. And a lot of those tasks are reoccurring tasks and small tasks. So for example, I remind myself every morning in a task in Todoist to hypohydrate in the morning. Now, the reason I do that is when you're sleeping and wake, you're not drinking any fluids at all. So typically for me, in about a 6 hour sleep, maybe 7 if I'm lucky. Sometimes some people may have 8, 9 hours. And let me know your secret to how you do that, because I would love to know. But one of my tasks is hyperhydrate. That hydrates me right off the hop. And I've got to the point where I drink so much water now. And that first hyperhydrating that first few gulps, glass of water in the morning really motivates me to the point that, and it gives me that much energy that I don't need coffee. Now I do have a cup of coffee in the morning just because it's a habit. And I love the taste. And I mean, who doesn't love coffee? But doing the hyperhydrating in the morning is a task. Now, is that an important task? That's such a habit now that I don't need it in my to-do list anymore, but I still have it. So when I'm planning out my day, first thing in the morning, after I write out what I'm excited about, what I'm grateful for, I look at all of my tasks and what needs to be done for that day that I'm writing them down. I will take a look at all the tasks and I'll list all the important tasks. There's a lot more room in the Panda Planner to write tasks out in the, or in the Momentum Planner. In the Panda Planner, you only have 8 slots. So I write the top 8 and I kind of stick with that with both planners. But the top 8 tasks that I would like to get done on that day, these are the most important tasks. And then if you've ever read Eat That Frog, the book that, a really, really great productivity book, it talks about eating the frog, that frog being the biggest, nastiest, hardest, ugliest task that you have to tackle. So now that's the next step, is I take out those top 8 tasks and I write down the top 3. Okay. The top 3 tasks are the ones that have to be done. I cannot stop my day. I cannot shut my computer down. I cannot finish my day until these top 3 tasks are done. And I prioritize all those tasks in a way that the biggest frog goes first, the next biggest frog, and then the next biggest frog. So those are the top 3 tasks. Once I finish those tasks, then I can reprioritize out of the rest of those tasks that I've written down. What are the next big 3? Out of those, what's the biggest task, the biggest frog, the next biggest frog, and the next biggest frog? And that's how I kind of go out throughout my day. And then I also do the time blocking and pushing through for that hour, like I mentioned in my previous podcasts and on my previous blogs. But that's kind of how I stay productive, especially with Todoist. Now, the cool thing about Todoist is it's not only a to-do list app. It's a project management tool, project management software app that really helps me run my business and run my life, really. I have a grocery store project in there. I have projects for the chores, doing the dishes, sweeping the floors, laundry, blah, 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 blah. But the cool thing about that is I have projects in there to run my business and it's systems. So for example, when I'm onboarding a new client, I don't just jump on the phone, have a conversation and sign them, not knowing, looking through files, trying to find where my contracts are, where my how I work documentation is and all these things. I have that all set up in a system in Todoist where it gives me a step-by-step what I need to get done. Now that's become such a routine onboarding clients that I don't really need it, but it's still there as a reference. I have all my documentation, all the files, all the contracts, everything's in one-stop shop right there. Now, a lot of people can use software like Dubsado, even software like Wave can kind of help you, like accounting software can help you out with this as well. But so Dubsado is another program that I use, but we'll get into that another day. But Todoist is the biggest tool to not only help me stay productive, but help me create the systems in my business and my life that help me really push forward and help me become far more productive than I ever was. What used to take me multiple days to finish, I can do now in a half a day. So instead of going through and running the team and doing the work that needs to get done, I can get all of the things that I need to get done in a short period of time so I can actually focus on my clients and making sure what I'm doing for them is helping them succeed instead of doing the small, minuscule, tedious tasks that would take me forever. Breaking them down into good systems, that's really helped huge in running the business. Now, I don't want to drag this on for too long, so I want to end it with this. I want you to have the same systems that I use, where you can tweak it for yourself, but the same template where you can start and organize your day, your week, your month, and have those systems in place so you can succeed just like I have. Now, in the description of this podcast, or if you head to info.rusticmedia.com/todoist, and the link will be in the description of the podcast and on YouTube as well. I'm giving away 2 months of Todoist Premium, so you can kind of see how the premium version works, where you can upload files and have recurring tasks that remind you to stay on track with your day. Now, you can use Todoist for free, and trust me, it is a powerful tool for free, but the premium version gives you that next level to help you be more productive in creating these systems. So I'm going to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, and then I'm also going to give you my most used templates, and I keep updating and adding to this, so there's always going to be a better version. So when you download this, you have access to these templates, and you're always going to have access to these templates, and I'm going to add to them constantly. But the most used templates that help me grow and work with my business, you'll have access to those templates as well. So you can implement them in your business and tweak them to make it really fit for your business. So again, 2 months Todoist Premium for free, plus these free templates. That's it. There's no upsells. There's no money, no nothing involved. You don't have to buy anything. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to help you grow and I want to see you succeed. It's taken me 5 years to figure this stuff out, and I don't want you to waste that time trying to figure it out for yourself. I have it right there for you. So again, head to info.rusticmedia.com and be sure to download Todoist Premium. Download Todoist and get Todoist Premium plus those templates, so you'll be all set. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one quick second. I've got one more thing I want to share with you. Now, it's no secret, I absolutely love the app Todoist. Now, Todoist isn't only a to-do list app. It's also a huge project management tool that I use to create systems and run my business, but it also helps me stay organized in my personal life as well. Now, I want to share this with you, and I want to make sure that this is a no-brainer. So you try Todoist and see the potential and how it could actually improve your life, improve your business, and help you become more productive. So what I'm going to do is, if you head to info.rusticmedia.com/todoist, I'm going to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free. Now, the cool thing is, not only am I going to give you Todoist Premium for 2 months, I'm going to give you my most used templates that you can put into your own to-do list and tweak them and make them work for you. Now, these are the templates and these are the projects that I use every single day in my business to help me stay on top of my game and be more productive and get more done. The cool thing is, I'm always going to be adding these templates. So this isn't just a one and done thing. You're going to constantly get updated and new templates as I tweak them and as I make sure they're perfect for my business, and it'll help you in your business. All of this is free. There's no money involved. I don't want your money. I just want to make sure you succeed. So if you head to info.rusticmedia.com/todoist, make sure you get Todoist Premium for free for the next 2 months, plus all of my templates. Hopefully you take action, and I can't wait to see how well it works for you.